Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. It's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Del Bianco is our guest, one of my favorite people on the planet, one of the smartest guys I know, executive director of NetShorts.org. He's been working hard for more than a decade on try to make sure that that he keeps the power brokers in charge of the internet honest and keeps small business owners at the table. Steve, thank you for all that hard work.
No, Jim, thank you for broadcasting so many key programs at just the right time on this issue.
Well, as you know, I mean, I was yelling about this when everybody else was infatuated about the Malaysian airplane. I was talking about this, and plus, you and I, as I said earlier, you and I have been warning about this in a way without knowing how it was going to manifest one day. You and I have been telling cautionary tales about this for a dozen years, based on the covetousness of other countries. So, okay, you had the folks were talking about the U.S. government, if you just tuned in. The Obama administration is in planning to give away ultimate control and ownership of the internet to a multi-stakeholder global community. That's their words, and I don't like it. I think it's a mistake. President Bill Clinton doesn't like it. He thinks it's a mistake. Mike Daniels, Steve, the former president of Network Solutions, and one of the guys who helped put together ICANN back in '98, doesn't like it. He thinks it's a mistake. But you're telling me that when you got to Singapore, they set about taking the internet over from the government, didn't they?
No, they set about planning for who would step in the shoes of the U.S. government sometime in the next 2 years. So it's roughly 18 months until the U.S. government contract expires.
And that was the instructions that the Obama administration gave them, wasn't it?
Right, and they accompanied it with four principles that make sense about multi-stakeholder and open internet, and they claimed that there's no way they would turn it over to a replacement entity that was really another government or an intergovernmental body like the UN. So that's all good as far as it goes, but one of the things that I've talked about in two congressional hearings and two panels on the Hill and many media appearances is that what happens when we turn it over to someone like ICANN, on the presumption that ICANN takes over these management roles. ICANN itself, then, has to be insulated and protected from government takeover, from functional and financial failures, and that role won't be as easy to fulfill once we've let it go.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this question. The entity that you just described, that the Obama administration envisions, and that ICANN is apparently trying to put together, is there any precedent for this? Has that ever existed before? Non-governmental global entity in charge of something that is basically a utility for human beings right now?
Jim, there's plenty of examples, but I'll stay close to home. The Internet Engineering Task Force, who built the protocols for the Internet, is exactly that multi-stakeholder body of engineers around the world. And ICANN itself, which the U.S. created in 1998,
right?
ICANN itself is a multi-stakeholder body. It happens to be headquartered in the United States.
Yeah.
And legally organized here, but
there's
offices
right.
around the
so
world.
So ICANN has actually done a pretty good job, but there's always been that one thing that was known, and there's always been the shoe that could drop. If they didn't do a good job, the U.S. government could take it back.
Jim, I mean, you said it exactly right, and when I testified in Congress to make it easy to understand, I suggested that think of the top level of the domain table as a car that the U.S. built in the 1990s, right? And the license mm-hmm. plate reads IANA, the Internet Address Naming Authority. Mm-hmm. And then in 1998, the U.S. called for a designated driver because it didn't seem right for one government to drive this car.
Right.
And we created ICANN to be the designated driver. We handed the car keys to ICANN. We gave them independence and authority to make policies, but we kept an eye on things, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But all along, the U.S. government held the title to this car. And that's what you spoke of earlier. That title is this IANA contract.
Mm-hmm.
Because ICANN knew that if they abused their privileges, if they didn't take care of the car, we could take
it. It's basically a check and balance, which every entity needs. If ICANN is created in this image that they're talking about now, where will the check and balance come from?
Yeah, exactly right. And my preference would have been that our government would have taken more time to help design a replacement for accountability function before it turned things over. But the timing, we talked just before the break, the timing of this was sort of a perfect storm.
It's political timing.
It's political in the sense that Snowden revelations just really amped up the screams from other governments, Brazil, Russia, India, China, claiming
Germany.
Look, even our European allies deserted us on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Snowden revelations, while they have nothing to do with the domain names we use on the Internet, it was conflated for political purposes. And that put pressure on moving more quickly. And there were two other events in this perfect storm. One is that Brazil is holding a major conference in 2 weeks to decide the future of globalizing Internet resources.
Right.
And then later this year, the United Nations ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, are meeting at their plenipotential discussions, and they have this as their number one agenda item, which is to try to seize the moment and move ahead. So this put the Obama administration in a really squeeze of timing. They didn't want to do all this
It sounds like more leading from behind, though, Steve, you've done this.
I have to agree with you, because we could have taken more time to specify tighter set of conditions that we would turn this over on. Then we'd get credit for the gesture and the intention, and its commitment to turn it over. You get credit for the commitment, but we ought to have planned it more carefully.
The Internet is not a throwdown. When you go into a negotiation, Steve, everybody who is a professional negotiator knows you take at least one throwdown in that the other person wants that you don't care that much about, and when the time comes, you throw it down and it makes him happy. The Internet should never have been a U.S. throwdown in this negotiation. We come back. I'm going to ask Steve, can this thing be turned around? Can it be stopped? What would it take? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.